But if you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a what to go before dark.
That was good way to go. Before dark, good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find that just about
everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Or would you say something with any?
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do you call the little trenches cut by a plow?
A little trench. Yeah, it would be a little ditch area.
Did you ever call it a fur?
Fur, yeah, a fur. I was thinking about trench. But a fur ain't cut like a trench. The trench is smooth off and the fur is, they don't feel back to it, you know. But it would be like that.
Mm-hmm. If you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big...
Huge. A big hog. Oh, it's just in growing meat or something? Or just anything?
Well, more like wheat or something like that, or corn.
I had a big crop of wheat. Oh, a big crop of cotton, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what? To the land.
Oh, done to the land. Clean it up. Clean it up or clean it off. Which one?
Mm-hmm. Would you say cleared?
Cleared it off.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring after it's been cut?
Really like hay, huh? Dead grass, let me see. But let me see, be like hay,
After the second cutting of clover or grass, uh-huh. What is there a name, special name for it after the second cutting?
We just go on, let me see. We're going to read it. Grass, huh? No.
Well, what's the wheat tied up into?
Barn. Tied up in. You bone it up. And then, be about this large around.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat, you know, in a barn.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bundles are piled up into a what?
Into a stack. They stack it up around the pole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around that pole for it.
Would you ever call that a shock?
Yeah.
If you say you raised so much wheat to an acre, you'd say we raised 40 watts of wheat to an acre.
And 40 bushels to an acre.
Mm-hmm. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Goddamn thrash.